Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, and this is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock, my family. We gave you awesome sounds coming there from Tina Zungu. Tina Zungu says, "Mercy rewrote my life." And before that, Valentine Mutlung Abraham. Abraham. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock, my family, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you right here on the airwaves of 657 AM. It's a beautiful one. Let me say thanks to Pastor Rocky and Umvain and Rousseau for being with you throughout on Skriftirlek. And we thank the morning team also who have been with you, ministered to the family throughout the morning. And now with Heart to Heart, I'm not alone. I am with Pastor Masina in the studio. Pastor Clement, when we hear your name, we hear AI.
Yes.
Why did I say IA?
No, you know, you are filled with the Spirit of God, so you are thinking of the great I am. So before AI, there should be
an I
the
am.
Great I am. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, when we talk to you, Muruti, we're thinking
artificial intelligence.
Yes, artificial intelligence and what it's doing in our world and how we can use it, how we can benefit from it. But Muruti, again, saying the disclaimer last week, not promoting it and also not bringing fear, right?
That's correct, yes. Mm. It's awareness. We are on a awareness drive, of which that's our responsibility as a family, that whatever that is out there, we can't ask the people of the world.
Yeah.
It should be us. Spirit-filled.
Yeah.
Led by the Almighty.
So they should be learning from us, not the other way around.
That's definitely yes.
And so today we are looking at the usage of AI in learning institutions.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's so many things that are happening. Like now, you know, many people will be writing exams and so forth.
Yeah.
But I wanted us to open with a scripture. Is it fine?
Yes, Muruti.
Yeah, I won't be long. I'll bring a bit of a context. It's mm-hmm. Judges chapter 16. Mm. Most of us, we know the story. We are familiar, Samson and Delilah. But I'll only read verses, only one verse, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Reading from the King James Version. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before." Ukujwayel, I'm getting used. For us, every time when we prepare for this session, we acknowledge all the time that we belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
As before. Let me read the rest of the verse.
Yeah.
"And at other times, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. So it's important that in everything that we do, there is no intelligence that can be above God's intelligence. Even the intelligence of artificial intelligence cannot meet our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. So in everything that we do, we need to acknowledge that without him we cannot do anything. So I just felt that let me take this opportunity to elevate the one who has made us to be who we are. Amen.
We can never have any intelligence that is above God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm asking myself, as you're saying these words right now, that are we a generation like the generation that was there during the time of Babylon?
Yeah,
when the great Babylon was built, and they said, "We will make our tower so big that so long that it will even enter heaven."
You are so relevant to the topic of AI, because of anything that happens now. You know, everybody wants to be super intelligent. And it's the same spirit that happened during the Babylon times, when the Tower of Babel. It was for them to exceed what is revealed to them, thinking that one day they can be the same as God. Yeah, so the very same thing now is just happening in a different form. But we need to guard ourselves. We need to have those guardrails to direct and to coach and advise people in the in appropriate way, using the Bible, of course.
So, is it why we have to be very careful when we're using this platform? I remember you said the name last week. We are in the cyberspace.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes.
It's an. Can we see it and deem it as another sphere?
Yes. It is. And as we continue to today, we'll unpack, I think, certain areas where we needed to have guardrails. They are not physical. It's like, you know, when you're traveling on the road, what's important, you need to look at the road signs. You'll see that before you reach a sharp curve, there will be a sign that will
alert you. Yes.
And at the same time, the speed of which you need to approach that curve. With us, and also not only that, they'll put a guardrail in case that you've missed the sign and you don't reduce the speed, that other people will not be affected or impacted. Because of other people, they still, even if the sign is there, they'll still proceed with the same speed. But other people will not be injured due to the guardrail. So what is important, what we are doing right now, everything that we share, we are actually putting those spiritual guardrails. Because the tech companies, what they're actually doing, everybody's in the race to do the more faster AI. It's a race. Who's going to be there before the other person? But there's no one who actually come up with guardrails to say that, no, even though you are doing this, but make sure that we don't encroach or we don't go beyond certain things. So as you've just opened earlier by saying that we will be dealing with the use of AI in the higher
learning institutions. Yes.
You know, there's a space where students are required to submit assignments. And we know for a fact that AI can do that for you. You just give a topic and then it can do an assignment. And matriculants, there's a pledge that they have to sort of sign or acknowledge.
Just before writing the exam.
Before writing the exam. So that there is there's fairness in everything that happens. So what we need to do, I think we need to change the way we ask questions to our students. It's just an advice that institutions or places of learning, they need to come up with a different way, because for all these years it has been what and then you answer. And then you can give the what to AI and the AI will answer for you, and nobody will tell whether the person has done the work or so. So what we can do, maybe we can do it, we can ask questions that will say how and why. So in any question, even if you might give it to AI, but it doesn't take that level of development, because AI must be used as an assisting tool,
not as a soul,
not a dependence, because other people, they depend
it doing everything.
I strongly believe that the way we ask questions, sometimes they can say you must submit a proposal or a report. What we need to do is that a day you must be phoned maybe a day before to say, maybe around about 4 o'clock, to say please come in the office 8 o'clock in the morning, so that you can explain to us how did you get to. So we need to have those, because
We can proceed for the day, Muruti.
Okay. So as I said, that see artificial intelligence as a search engine, but this one is an enhanced search engine.
Yeah.
So you just have to do that, and also as a supporting tool,
mm-hmm.
and also you'll then guard against dangers of dependence. You know, other people they'll rely on AI to remind them that they have to study.
you see my face is like, yeah. What?
Yeah, and some see AI to be authoritative. That means AI is always right. But
so there are no mistakes where AI is concerned.
Yeah. So you see, that is how people are getting wired to say, if you ask artificial intelligence any question, whatever that you'll receive
the response
is correct. So now you know, there should be a level of validation. You need to validate whatever that you receive. Remember, it can be polluted. There can be some propaganda. There can be some fake news. So you need to have something that you will be able to use to establish that, yes, this information I can trust. So you must tell yourself that it is possible that it can be wrong.
Mm.
And then that will trigger the level of that you need to
investigate where.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be doing something.
From your side as well. Mm.
Maybe coming to some positive things that institutions will benefit from as far as AI is concerned. You know, it can track the submissions of assignments, because if there's one person submitting assignments very late, you know, it can trigger, you know, towards the mentor, linking the student. Then you can begin to see things quickly, and then try to assist. And it can, in terms of data, it can do simultaneous task at the same time.
Mm.
Also, it can assist in predicting based on whatever that information. Let's say assignments, the quality of assignments, and if ever there was a plagiarism, you know,
plagiarism,
you took someone else's work.
Mm.
So it can assist in that regard, and also, you know, when the students will be aware that we have a team, we have lecturers, professors that are aligned with artificial intelligence. They don't have to be gurus or so forth.
Yes.
But, you know, basic knowledge, and then they will not take chances. But if they know that we don't know, then that's when they'll take chances. And maybe coming back to the question that we pose in terms of that elderly and the young people vis-a-vis that the approach when coming to technology or coming to artificial intelligence. You know, with young people, when you'll put a micro oven in a place, with not all elderly, so just get me correct, maybe I might be...
No.
Yeah. For them, before they use the micro oven for the elderly, some of them they'll want to know how was it made, what are the dangers. But with young people, you know,
you just put it and plug it in, and
you
use
plug
it.
It in, and then you use it, and then while we're still trying to figure out, and so also there is that paradigm shift that needs to.
I see a lot of dependency taking place where the AI space is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there can be good results, good achievements when one is using it fruitfully in the right way.
Mm.
But I have seen that it makes one to lose that personal touch of themselves if they depend totally on it. Yes, there are different types. I remember, Muruti, you spoke about chatbots and I remember that there are those ones where you can write everything and say, put it nicely in with numbers and power. Yes, and it does everything. And it gives you the result. And it makes it look much better. But at least that one has taken time to even write something.
Yes,
there are those who just put in a line and then it does everything on their behalf. I'm reminded of one of the kiddies movies, not movie, it's a kiddies cartoon, Superbook.
Yeah.
There's a boy there, Chris. Chris is born into a family of scientists, and the father designs robots and stuff. And so he brings this robot to Chris, and he says, "Please assemble it, but go through the manual first." And Chris doesn't.
Yeah, no, that's typically you just want to see this thing working and so forth. Yeah, so that's why so, each of the
he gets messed up because it starts chaos. It causes chaos.
Chaotic,
until so many things are destroyed. Then his father comes and says, "Chris, but did you read the manual?" And he says, "No, but I took it. It's just like the other one that you bought last time. Yeah. I mean, that you brought home last time. Yes. So I didn't do all of that." And this is the danger that I see as getting into when we're using AI without putting our personal... But again, I'm wondering, Muruti, how would the institutions find out? Because we are feeding the space.
Yeah.
And as we are feeding it, it learns your patterns. That's it learns who you are, 100%. How you think.
And it predicts
and
your
it
next
predicts
move.
Your, yes. And then it produces.
Yes. And most of the time, so you're quite right, most of the time it will exceed your expectation.
Yeah.
Then... we are coming back to the issue that you'll begin to doubt the capabilities, the ability that you possess. and that's what we need to guard against. It's like when someone asks you, your manager asks you to write a letter, but you know that all the time the letter will be changed. So you won't put your effort, you know.
You just throw it to
So they'll say, this is wrong. And then if that... That happens frequent enough, then you'll know that is the pattern, that there is nothing good that I'll come up with that will be accepted. So that we need to guard against. And I just want to put some points in terms of that. My approach to AI is one thing, you know, being umfundisi, being a pastor and expecting people to give an offering, but I don't check whether they have the ability to. So also, a person can ask me to say, "Okay, you're telling us about artificial intelligence. How do you ensure that you are up to date, you are relevant?" Because really, I can tell you, it's like the drone technology, they say, it's changing every 6 weeks. So you can't catch up. So if you think that you know about it, so you need to have a different approach. So... point number one, my approach is that I don't try to catch up, but I do it progressively.
Okay.
And at the pace that I'm comfortable with. Also, number two, integrated.
But Mfundisi, wait.
Yes.
At the pace that you're comfortable with.
That's correct.
Do students... in higher learning institutions have that leverage of time at the time suitable for you? Do they have that?
What will work best? Tell yourself that you don't need a formal platform. But if you're going to need a formal platform, then the issue of time will then come into place. So you need to integrate it with in your activities, in your daily activities.
Okay.
But let it not be an effort.
Okay.
Yeah. And because as you see something, then you learn.
You're right.
You see something, then you learn. And make sure that you don't spend too much time because of now your life will be AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a difficult one, but
Hey, I'm just thinking about one of the institutions, I think it was last year, and I was talking to some of the students there, and they said, you know, the program that we used in the previous years was very easy.
Yes.
This new one,
yeah,
it's even confusing our lecturers.
Mm.
Mm. And so at the end of the day, you have to make an effort. That, the very same Muriti says, exactly. Let it not be.
Yeah, yeah. You know, internationally,
mm-hmm.
not only maybe looking at our country,
mm.
As we're an international radio station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we greet everyone in every corner of this world.
Yes.
In some areas, it might not be the problem with the teachers or the problem with the students. It might be the problem with the system.
Yes.
Because the...
Like what I'm highlighting.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So that's why I don't want to be specifically for this country. Mm. It's something, somebody's listening, wherever. They must look into their education system to say, is the system still relevant to the demands of what the world needs today?
Mm-hmm.
Is the system assisting our students to ensure that they become part of the global community?
Mm.
Because if ever your teacher knows 30% of the work,
mm-hmm.
your 100% can only be 30%. And it's not your fault. And it's not the teacher's fault.
Mm-mm.
But it is what the system
brought
allows.
Forth.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. That you are limited to what you can do is because of that's what was made available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as they did compare countries to countries, you'll find that in other country, the best performing students in a specific country is the worst performing student in a particular country.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we will expect that we need to produce the same engineers. Our the engineers will be 30% excellent.
Depending
yes.
on what the system is offering.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay, so take your time.
Yes.
That's number one, the approach.
Yeah. Take your time
and
integrate your learning in your daily activities.
So if you're integrating your learning in your activities, will you end up with a product where you have personalized that space for yourself?
Yes, and you'll do it seamlessly.
Okay.
You'll find yourself learning and knowing so many things. Different fields when a question is posed.
Okay.
But if you are learning in order to prove it somewhere, that's when it's an effort. I'll make an example.
Yes.
When we have an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the coming episodes, we'll be talking about artificial intelligence in the legal fraternal.
Yeah.
The judges, the lawyers, the reports mm-hmm. and whatever. And by background, I'm an engineer, electrical engineer. It's a different space.
Mm.
Like today, I'm talking about higher education.
Learning education, yes.
I'm not in that field. But through the integrated learning and making sure that every time when I grasp something, I verify because of whatever that we share, we need to be responsible. It's not like that you are sharing with the person sitting next to you. People go out there, some they make decisions, some they plan based on what we say. That is the power of radio. So we need to make sure that whatever that we bring is something that will assist people. So as normally when I preach,
mm-hmm.
I will say that God speaks to me and speaks through me.
Yes.
So that is the attitude.
Yeah.
That whatever that I give out there, it's something that is best for me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Paul echoed the same words when he says that, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
Imitate me as I imitate Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we are in that space. But the race is not for the swift. You know, you'll get there. Your pace is what you are comfortable with, yes.
How is it okay then to feed the space for your own benefit?
It's a yes and no.
It's a tough one.
It's a yes and no.
Okay.
It's yes and no in the sense that initially when you start, it's like when you decide to say, you know what, you know, when people will make resolutions, December is coming, you know, almost, they say
every
that
year
I'm going to go to the gym and this and that.
Yes.
But then when that is not happening, you begin to sort of to doubt yourself, not only in going to the gym. It becomes a ripple effect.
Okay, yeah.
But if you then become committed, mm-hmm. you do the right thing, if I can say it like that, you go to the gym, then there will come a time where you no longer want to go, but your body will tell you that I'm used to this. So that's why I said it's a drag. Yes. So then you will do it seamlessly. The integration will happen seamlessly. But in the beginning, there will be a bit of effort, some bit of resistance. Mm. However, as you proceed, you'll see that, no man, I'm into this. It's like the cell phones. You know, people never thought that they'll be glued to their phones as they are.
I know.
So it will be like that. Yeah, it should be like that.
And we were used to Molom Sobam.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. So we had the first approach. The second approach?
The second approach, it ties with this one to say that learn as you go and as you grow.
Okay.
So don't see it that you should not benefit from artificial intelligence. Mm. See it that maybe I've got a plumbing business. I can be a hub for all the plumbers of Gauteng. You see?
Mm.
And that you can do through artificial intelligence. So you can help them and be a hub. Any question they have, so you'll end up not actually going out and do the actual work,
mm-hmm.
but helping your competitors because of you won't have any competition. So you tell yourself that I would learn as I go and as I grow.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, of which I did mention it.
Pay as you go, learn as you go.
Yeah, learn as you grow. And as you grow, yes. The third one, of which I did mention, but I need to emphasize.
Yes.
You don't need a formal platform to attain knowledge.
Yeah.
It's just you need a specific field of AI. I think that's what confuses people when they look at artificial intelligence. And as I was coming here, I said that I need to repeat the definition. You know, a simple definition is defined in different forms or different ways. But the simplest one is that artificial intelligence is actually machines performing human tasks.
Mm. Mm.
And by the machine performing, that's when they think, they decide. So those aspects, they come in.
Mm.
Previously, we had computers that assist people performing tasks efficiently.
Mm.
But now it is different. Not to say that AI is replacing computers. It's actually replacing people performing tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you don't need a formal platform, but follow a specific field.
Okay.
Of your interest.
So let not, which means that we shouldn't be running to...
No. To many streams.
Hmm.
So if you are a teacher, you can check to say that in 2040, How will be teachers teaching the classroom layout, the expectations, and when you check, you'll find that most of the stuff and the knowledge, you've got the base, but it's just for you to integrate. If you're an engineer, you know that I need to do switching, which is dangerous. What is it that I can do? Okay, in future, I can own a robot. Then all companies that needs to do a dangerous switching, you know, they can get work. I can get work from them, and then they can pay me. So follow your stream. If ever you are a medical doctor, you check in terms of that when you perform procedures, how will that happen? Is it going to be a platform where patients will come in and then they'll be screened, and from you check where you can fit in. Yeah.
And now I've heard, even when you're talking about the medical space, I've heard people having their prostate removed via robotics.
Yeah, you see other procedures.
So that's where you can
definitely like now we've got nanotechnology, robots, of which they are so small like a dust. Some of them they can be injected, but it's a robot. They can be injected, and then they can specifically target.
Murid.
Yes,
sure.
And some they've got the ability to reproduce themselves. They can multiply inside the body. So in the medical space, you know, they can give, if I can put it in a language people can understand, give coordinates to go to a specific nerve
and fix that.
Without cutting, without anything. So you see, that's a space where you can find yourself to say, okay, I need to.
Then I can specialize in this space.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is scary, though.
Yeah, but it's
I'm
here.
Trying not to be scared.
Yeah, but it's here. Like the drones, you know.
Yes.
You can understand the technology where they can be used in different business sectors. And you can go and do presentations so that they can rent them from you. Yes, so.
All right. Mfundisi, let's take a break. Okay. And then I don't know if we still have some more other approaches that are there. Or maybe let's take two more before I take a break.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think, no, let's take a break. Then what we'll be doing is, what is it that needs to be done?
Sure.
By the authorities.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just like we cannot overemphasize this, that learners shouldn't lose themselves.
That's correct.
These platforms.
Yes, we are wonderfully made, and you need to guard against something that will say that you are not good enough.
You don't even think about it, Murut.
Yeah, because it's
you're just
there.
Excited about that it does this. When we had the microwave, okay, I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember there was a microwave.
Yes.
But what I've realized is that when people realize that there's microwaves that can cook quicker than the stove, the excitement, not even figuring it out, where is it coming from, or what it does, or how does it cook my food and stuff. Then there were other researchers that came and said, they are good, but be careful of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Now there are others that came, which are more faster even than a microwave. And we are so excited about it. You never even think about it.
Like the fridge, sort of the refrigerators now.
Yes.
They can tell you that you are running short of ABC. Then they can order that for you. And then you'll see milk is being delivered because of the refrigerator can tell you.
Because it's programmed like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That is part of AI.
Yeah, every time you put in the barcode, it knows when it's going to be expire and so forth. Yeah.
So do you say, are we saying to our students in higher learning institutions, be aware of yourself, be aware of your surroundings, be
That's
aware
correct.
Of what you use and how it affects you?
That's correct. And also never ever allow it to
control you.
To control you or to make you feel that you are not good enough.
But what is disturbing for me a little bit is that every time you use it, it gets a certain portion of you.
Yeah, actually, this is actually profiling you. You like now we'll be talking about metaverse.
Uh-huh.
You've seen people putting those gadgets, uh-huh. they call them the AVR, uh-huh, augmented uh-huh, virtual uh-huh, reality,
uh-huh.
where in the past you used to play, you know, your game on your screen.
Uh-huh.
But now when you put that gadget, you become part of the game. So as you say that every time when you ask another person, digital one, who thinks like you, remember that AI will predict, who does things based on everything that has been
mm-hmm.
Stored every time when you there will be that, because we talk about the universe, there will be a metaverse where other people, there's a term that they use, avatar. Other people.
We love our avatars now. Yes. You create an avatar that looks like you. You even shape the nose, the ears. Yeah.
So it's actually it's an introduction to say that you'll have another person. When this person comes in here, using the holographic technology.
Yeah. It's you.
It's you. And when you come, we'll say that, you know, you were here before.
Yeah.
So...
We are moving to that space.
Yeah, yeah, we are. And the technology is there.
But the introduction is so smooth. Like I say, when avatars came, we were like, what is an avatar? Because we had watched a movie that spoke about avatars. Mm. So we were like, what is an avatar? And then now everybody is like, now you dress even your avatar. Yeah. It's summer. You're like changing the clothes of the avatar.
They are creating a digital you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... so easy that a holographic person will come into a space and will think the real one will say it's fake, the fake one will say it's real. But
so be aware, don't let it, don't be absorbed into the space. But okay,
yeah, we'll talk about the guardrails when we or we can continue.
All right, let's take a break, Muruti. Okay. We'll come back just after the news. But hey, this is just mind-blowing.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
This is Diora featuring Busi and Count Your Blessings Twice. It is 6 minutes just before the news bulletin, and then we're coming back talking about the usage of AI in higher learning institutions.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
I think I robbed Mfundisi because he was still listening to that awesome song. I robbed you, no?
Mfundisi. Yeah. No, I was enjoying the song. We're elevating the one that makes us to
And he indeed is holy. Yeah. Masifako, you are holy. And yes, my family, we are wrapping it up with Pastor Clement Masina today, talking about the usage of AI in higher learning institutions. And what an eye-opening show. We are getting empowered at the same time of how we can also allow ourselves to be us. That's without it, you know, taking over our lives.
Yes. Let me read, it's just one verse, Ezekiel 33, only verses 7. It aligns with what I'm going to close with.
Ezekiel?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7. The subheading, it is the watchman and his message.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're here. It is so, you son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. So as we close, what must be done? This is the responsibility of the authorities, and not leaving it to the governors or the government. Authorities, it can be, you know, NPOs, NGOs, NPCs, listening to this interview or session that we are having. And they need to rise up in every corner of the globe. It doesn't matter how small you are, but you can make a difference. You might be talking to a future professor you don't know who will impact the world. They need to ensure that the tech companies need to develop something that will guard against whatever that they are doing. Companies also, every company must, in their induction, they need to integrate, you know, AI awareness. So that people need to know that there is something like that, and they can start to develop themselves. And also, companies need to guard against whatever that has been fed. Remember, you spoke about profiling, that whatever that you tell AI, that the information,
it profiles you.
Yes, the information that is the data that is fed, it should not be biased. It must be fair, and it must have a fail-safe mode. You can just imagine that if you decide to give an instruction and the robot decides to do the opposite. So there should be a fail-safe mechanism. Also, the algorithms that are fed or written that will control the robots also. So there should be authorities that will develop or have a department that will create these guardrails, and having different regulators that will then establish to say that while the government is still working or they're still doing something, let us have a framework, a regulatory framework, that every company that uses AI must have a seal of a specific, you know, we need to endorse them. It takes me back those years before the DSTVs and so forth. I used to have a Christian infotainment club where during the time of DVDs and so forth, making sure that I comply with the the regulator that the films I received, it was those years, I received the certificate to make sure that whatever I rent out to the Christians, so what I was doing there, every film, even though they said it was a Christian movie, it will have my seal, the seal of my company.
Okay.
Because not everything that they say is Christian is Christian.
So you would watch it first and then approve it.
Yeah, I used to have those, buy those DVDs, but through, so that I can rent them out. And then from there, some I will endorse, some I will not endorse. Because as I said, that not everything that's Christian. So we need to ensure that...
To safeguard.
To safeguard. Yeah. And also there must be a legal framework to say, you know, how far is too far as using other people's information.
Sure. But now, I don't know if our learners or our students also, but we will come back. If they do approve and they write on their... assignment, AI generated description or whatever, on the bibliography, because at the end you have to write where you got the material from, remember, in assignments.
It must be. It must be.
AI generated.
Yeah, it must be. Mm. And then also, we need to have sort of the rating to say that maybe level 1, 2, 3. If maybe you're doing a level 5, it does everything for you. If it's level 1, you say that I've used it as a search engine.
Be truthful.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there is nothing like that. They'll just say, I use artificial intelligence only on this part. How far? So guardrails are needed. So, institutions need to have them.
Yeah, so it's a matter of being responsible as a Christian to do the right thing. Because I know the professors are trained, the lecturers are trained to spot one that comes through, that is AI generated, but as we said, because things are becoming smoother, and it ends up being you, but the most intelligent you.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
So
yeah, the augmented you.
The augmented you.
Yeah, yeah.
So as Christians, be honest in your assignments.
Definitely.
As well. Morudi, thank you so much for today. So eye-opening. May God help us in these places as Christians, that as we use these platforms, we don't get lost in them, but we are able to come out and still love the Lord, because it also affects our love. You find even us finding it hard to even study the Bible and spending time. You just allow AI to do it for you.
That's the thing.
We started by enjoying those, the voice prompted Bibles.
Voice prompted. That's
And then you just play it in the back. Now, you just allow it to do Bible study for you. I was asking AI about salvation, and AI explained it to me as though it is saved itself, as though it does have a relationship with Christ itself. So, which is like really scary. But we shouldn't lose ourselves in it. Always be aware. And as you taught us last week, last time, is it 2 weeks back?
Yeah, 2 weeks back. But the digital footprint.
And also detoxing. The other time it was detoxing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was last month when spoke about detoxing.
That's correct.
So thank you so much, Muruti, for ministering unto us. For family members who'd like to talk to you, I know there's GMX. Be ready for it.
Yeah, definitely. GMX, yeah. I don't have shares. It's just that I decided to use it for some other reasons.
Yes.
It's clement.massina
at
gmx.com.
clement.massina
at gmx.com.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh my, may the Lord help us. It's not in vain that God is opening our eyes to these. It's because He cares, and it's because of Him wanting us to be aware and know exactly how to conquer.
Yes.
Because we do occupy, but are we occupying the right way?
That's the thing.
So when we come back to wrap this one up nicely, we will even pray for our learners. But let's do it. Maybe pray for our students, taking about, like, we have a minute. I think we can do that in a minute.
Yeah. I'll base this on the book of Daniel, when the three Hebrew boys, they were set aside so that they'll be trained for 3 years.
Yes.
So there is relevance into that.
Yeah.
And the institution that I forgot to mention, it was Philemon Publication Board. So I registered with them, and then I was certificated to actually circulate and also influence some of the rating as far as if they say it's a Christian film and so forth. Yeah, I just remember, thank the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, here's your daughter, here's your son. They are in the institution of learning. Some are at school. Some are in correspondence. Father, I pray that you'll remind them in anything that they've studied. There is no way they'll enter the exam room and see everything blank. Give them the strength as they prepare themselves, in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Amen and amen.
And amen. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just one thing about the exam.
Yes.
An examination actually confirms that you are ready for the next level.
Yeah.
So don't give up. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Have a blessed, blessed one. Can't wait to talk to you some more and learn some more. Yes. It's just like I heard somebody who says, you know, when I went for my driver's license, I knew how to drive. I didn't have to pay payola. But because of the system, the person ended up paying a bribe. But the person was so annoyed and so hurt because I knew I got everything right. There was no need for all of that. So yeah, for the next level, be sure that you are really, really ready and you are well equipped personally.
Yes.
Alrighty then. Okay. And do remember, if you'd like to be in contact with Muruti, he is clement.massina@gmx.com.
Yeah, I'll give them my WhatsApp as well, because I got last time I got people from different countries. I'll mention.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's great. Awesome.
062-983-8702.
Yeah, Radio Pulpit will be traveling to those countries.
We'll be
broadcasting live.
Amen. Amen to that. 062-983-8702. Lenny says, thank you so much, Sbongile and Pastor Clement. I am so blessed through your teaching. God bless you both so, so much. May he bless you.
This is Heart to Heart with Sbongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.